Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Biden administration says it's preparing to roll out the next round of COVID-19 booster shots. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, the additional doses are designed to target the highly contagious Omicron variant.
The new shots are the first redesign of the vaccine since it came out nearly 2 years ago. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says there will be enough booster shots for anyone eligible to receive them.
We've been working for months to be prepared for this moment and to get shots into arms this fall and through the end of the year. So we are prepared to do that. So with FDA's authorization, doses can be shipped now to tens of thousands of sites.
Health officials are hoping the next round of boosters will prevent a potential surge of the virus this fall and winter. An advisory committee to the CDC is expected to meet later this week to offer recommendations for the new shots. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The mayor of Jackson, Mississippi says the city's water pressure is increasing. Chokwe Antar Lumumba says tap water is safe to use again for most tasks.
We continue to ask our residents to boil their water in this process. It is safe to take baths in. It is safe to wash your hands. However, if you are drinking or cooking with it, we ask you to boil that water. If you are washing your dishes, we ask that you boil the water in that circumstance to make certain that it is safe for you.
A boil water advisory was already in place when a storm crippled the city's main water supply. Since Monday, more than 150,000 Jackson residents have had to rely on bottled water for drinking, bathing, and cooking. Another prolonged heat wave is settling into much of the western United States. NPR's Kirk Siegler reports that it's prompting concerns about power grid failures and additional blazes.
Heat advisories are in effect from California to Arizona to Washington State, with temperatures near 110 in Las Vegas and 105 in Boise, which, like neighboring Salt Lake City, has already broken records for having close to 24 days now that have been over 100 since June. This current heat wave is Southern California's first big test of the year, meanwhile. Cooling centers are opening in L.A., and the state of California is issuing a flex alert in hopes that residents will voluntarily reduce their electricity use during peak times. California's aging power grid particularly has been tested lately by brownouts and wildfires. The heat and extremely low humidity through Labor Day weekend has fire officials and first responders on high alert. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Boise.
On Wall Street, the market ended the month of August on another down note. The Dow Jones Industrials tumbled 280 points. This is NPR News. Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has lost her bid for the state's lone U.S. House seat. Palin lost to Democrat Mary Peltola in a special election to fill the seat held by Republican Don Young, who died earlier this year. Peltola will complete the term and become the first Alaska native in Congress. A vote in November will decide who will hold the seat for the next 2 years. The Pentagon says there are signs of Ukrainian military advances in the south of the country. As NPR's Greg Myrie reports, neither the Ukrainians nor the Russians have provided any specifics on the latest fighting.
Ukraine began stepping up attacks outside the southern city of Kherson this week, but details have been scarce. A Pentagon spokesman, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, offered this assessment.
We are aware of Ukrainian military operations that have made some forward movement. And in some cases, in the Kherson region, we are aware in some cases of Russian units falling back.
The Pentagon says it wants to let Ukraine take the lead in talking about the operation. Ukraine says it's broken through Russian lines in some places, but is not ready to give specifics. Russia, meanwhile, says it's beaten back Ukrainian troops and inflicted heavy losses. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Tennis great Serena Williams beat Annette Contaveit 7-6, 2-6, 6-2 in the second round of the U.S. Open tonight. The competition could be the last for Williams, who has announced plans to focus on other goals. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.